We're now going to look at the fifth reading on Holy Saturday. It's from Isaiah 55, which is the second part of Isaiah, the promises of restoration. This is an invitation. It's one of the very last part of the second part of Isaiah. To come to me, God says, and you will have wisdom. You will have that wisdom that refreshes you like cool water in the desert. And that's what he's saying here. And so it starts. This is Isaiah 55, 1 to 11. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy me? Listen to me. You know, Shamu, Shamu. And you will eat well. My truth will satisfy the depth of your soul. You will not hunger and thirst. Your body might, but your spirit won't, because you will know my presence there. That is wisdom. And now that my son has risen from the dead and pours out everything on you at Pentecost, pours out the Holy Spirit, and all of those gifts are given to you at baptism and now strengthened as you come together now to celebrate my son's resurrection and my outpouring of the Holy Spirit on him, who then, as Peter says, once raised from the dead, he has poured out the Holy Spirit, and that's what you see in here, Peter says. So this is the promise. You'll never be thirsty, you'll never be perplexed, you'll never be in the depth of your spirit ever again. Will life always be easy? No. But better than that, you see, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. This is a bargain. All you have to do is ask. Come without paying, without cost, and drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread? Don't we do that all the time? How many useless movies have you seen in your life? Spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy. If you want to really have a bargain, text says, heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Your spirit will be satisfied, because you will know that I am speaking to you. It's that beautiful. You see? This is the fruit of baptism. And that's why the church, you know, is inviting everybody baptized. And that's why come to me. But all of us on this night, come, this is the night. There is a marvelous, I might get a chance to read it, sermon of John Chrysostom. Anybody, you know, if you're a sinner, come. If you're a saint, come. Everybody come. Those who kept the fast and those who didn't, everybody come now. I'll want to try to find that and read it to you. Okay. Heed me and you shall eat well. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. That's the key. Listen. Listen is a receptive act. You can hear without listening. Listen to me. Take in what I'm telling you, and you will live. No matter what else happens, you will live. There might be confusion, there might be wars, hurricanes, stock market crash, whatever. But you will live. You will live. You will suffer if everybody else suffers, but you will have peace. And that's what he's saying here, you see. I will renew you and with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. Whatever I promised David, I promise to you. I'll protect you. I'll be with you. And one day, a son of David will be on that throne forever, as Isaiah promised in chapter 11, you see. So shall you summon a nation you knew not, and nations that knew you not shall run to you. That's the church. If we only would be what we're supposed to be, people would say, you know, there's something about you guys, I would like to know what it is. That happens a lot, you know, more than most people realize. A family trying hard to worship the Lord, raise their children, care for their children, love their children, correct their children, and the neighbors say, how do you do it? My kids are going nuts. I got a 16-year-old who's been drunk already. I mean, how do you? And you tell them, we don't do it. We learn from God the Father how to run a family. And you can learn. Just give your life to Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, and learn. It's not that tough. Seek the Lord when he may be found. Call him while he's near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. Nobody is as forgiving as God. He's not a pushover, and he's not dumb. He's infinitely powerful, infinitely intelligent, but he's also merciful. Infinite in mercy. Rav Chesed. Okay. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. Now let's remember that, okay? Oh, I've been so bad, God could never forgive me. Don't you tell God what he can do. He'll forgive you. Go to him. It's a promise. Come to me, everybody who labors and are burdened under your own sins or whatever, and I'll give you rest. And here's God the Father saying the same thing. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. You don't think like I do, God is telling us, you see. The rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return back up there till they've watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful. Isn't that amazing when you think of it? This water falls down, boom, waters the earth, and then some of it evaporates and goes back up there. God's got his own cycle. Giving seed to the one who sows, bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Listen to that. You just heard the word. It was a word of consolation and forgiveness. And God is saying, that will never return to me void. Just take it into you and come back with that word to me, and you will be forgiven. And then they have for a psalm the canticle of Isaiah from chapter 12. And I'm just going to go over parts of it now. God indeed is my Savior. Well, let me get my... There it is, yeah. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. I don't have the strength. Of course you don't have the strength. The Lord is your strength. And that is no joke. I have been in situations where it had to be the Lord. I was once lying in a coma, and darkness was closing in. And all of a sudden, the Mother of God showed up, and darkness just left. And here I am. See? Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name among the nations. Make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. If we could convince the world, even a good part of the world, of how great God is, how truthful, how loving, how pure, how forgiving. This mess that we're driving ourselves into at top speed would stop. I mean, when you realize just the number of aborted children every year, murder, legalized. And you know, just because the Supreme Court says it's legal, it doesn't mean it's morally right. It's morally wrong no matter what the Supreme Court says. Just because it's legal. After all, in Nazi Germany, there was a law that it was legal to kill Jews. Was that a good law? Was that right? No. It was horrid. That's why they call it a Holocaust. The government said it's okay. You can't go to the government for moral instruction, either as by its laws or sometimes even by the people in power. You've got to go to God for that. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. That's the psalm. It's a canticle, but it's a psalm that goes in response to that reading from Isaiah 55. What is God saying? Look, I know you're broke. I know there's no way you can pay for what you need. You know, you need wisdom. You can have a couple of doctorates and still be quite stupid. You need priceless wisdom to get through life and to arrive at your goal, which is eternal life. And you don't have it. Come to me and I'll give it to you. That's the promise made on this baptism night, resurrection night, you see. And so that's enough of that. We're going to move on now, take a break for a split second, and go on to the sixth reading.